Welcome to the Patreon episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
I'm intrigued to see what you're going to do.
Very exciting episode this week. I don't know if anyone has ever heard of palms.
Palmistry. It's called palmistry. Palmistry. Everyone's heard of palms.
No, I'm starting small, so I think everybody...
Do you know what hands are?
Do you know what a hand is? Flip it round. What's inside? A palm.
Back palms. Of my hand.
No, the other. Turn it round. Yeah, okay. I am going to palm read.
Right.
So I got this book from an ancient... woman.
Where did you get Amazon?
An ancient woman. No, SNL. I think it was a paper chase.
Okay.
So I am going to read your palms and discover your future in the palm of your hands.
Okay, great.
Palmistry and introduction.
Don't read the instructions
palm
out.
Palm reading has been used since the ancient days.
We don't want you to learn on the job.
Love and happiness. Okay. No, I already know all this. I'm just reading it for your sake. So from the length of your fingers to the
This is going to tell my future though.
Yes.
Not my past.
Always stress the fact that the hand can and will change. The future is up to you. Wait, is that true? Your palm can change? It might have been the same my whole life.
Yeah, if you get a cut, then that's a new...
No, but it means these things. Well, I'll read the lines. But it said, so I think it's like if you get a bad reading,
where's your big
change.
Line?
What?
You've not got that one there.
What?
You haven't
I'm
got that one,
one
there. You're missing a line.
What? It's not the lifeline, is it?
This is very different to your hand.
I've got a witch's hand. We'll get into that later.
Yes, people have said.
Both hands play great importance, but one is dominant and one is passive. The left hand usually represents your private side, showing your hopes and dreams, whereas the right hand represents how you present yourself to others.
The left hand is a fucking mess.
If you are right-handed,
right?
This indicates you prefer practical and logical reasoning.
Is it different?
Mine's got, my left one's got loads of lines.
Yeah, same here.
My right one's kind of cleaner.
Yeah.
Mind the same.
Maybe there's something to this.
Yes, well, we'll get to the bottom of that. If you're right-handed, this indicates you prefer practical and logical reasoning. That's me. You think things through and examine every detail before acting. Me. You always follow the rules and never act out of turn. Me. Be careful as you may be tempted to relax your morals. Bobby's left-handed.
Yeah, if your left hand dominance is what?
You act on gut feeling and are not afraid of failure or of things going wrong because you know you will learn from it. Small hands don't reach past your eyebrows when your wrist is resting on your chin. What? Don't reach when your wrist?
On chin. Like this at the front.
Oh.
Yeah, they do. You've got big hands. Big hands, big head.
I've got small hands.
It's surprising
because
your head's
face.
Massive.
Small. So wait, is your hand small or big?
Well, we're normal. Small hands don't reach your eyebrows. Normally they
Yours
do.
Yours are much bigger than your eyebrows. We're all bigger than our eyebrows.
We're all bigger
Larger
than our eyebrows.
Larger hands almost reach your hairline when your wrist rests on your chin. This shows you are sensitive, versatile and curious. You enjoy examining
Look.
Others. Yeah, actually, yeah, yours is very big. You enjoy
sensitive.
Examining others.
What?
So we've got to try and find... Let me look at your hand.
Which one?
I don't know.
My dominant one.
Square palm and short fingers. Yeah, you've got
No, I
fingers.
Don't.
Would you think you've got a square palm?
No.
I don't know what shape
yeah,
that is.
Well, let's have a look at yours.
It's not very square.
Yeah, yours is square.
No, it's not. Mine's
what does that
mean? Mine's star-shaped.
Mine's square.
So yours is square. You've got medium. There's not an option for medium fingers. So you're an air hand.
What are the other options? What other shape hand can you have?
Long palm, water hand, fire hand.
Yeah, but what
the
shape?
The Mount of Mars. This
What's
is
that?
Very hard, actually. Oh my God, being a palm reader is really hard. So you're logical and reasonably social, inquisitive and studious and easy to get along with. Disagree.
Yeah.
Elia, what's your hand? Let me look at it.
The right one.
Is that
what,
your
yeah,
dominant
what shape
right
is it?
Yeah. That's so square. That's even squarer than
Yours
mine.
Yours is so square.
Mine's not square. Mine's probably long palm and short fingers then. Adventurous.
No, generous.
Independent.
Enjoys attention. That's you. Elliot, I
An
think
initiator.
That one's you. The Mount of Mars. Oh, no,
well,
that's
no,
a different
that's a
thing.
Weird little
that's
hand.
A different thing. I think you're a water hand, Elliot.
Yeah.
That
what
means
does that mean?
You're... Dreamy and creative
I thought
and
you,
soft-spoken and empathetic.
I thought you were going to read our palms after you knew what you were doing rather
yes,
than do
that's
it on
what's
the job.
Happening. There's 100 cards. So...
Stop scrunching them up.
Well, I've got to try and work out what card is what. Oh my God, it's really hard.
Yeah, there's lots of things you need to know.
I need to go to like university or something. Each palm is different and carries a variety of shapes and lines. These can change and disappear over time. That's not true.
Well, they said it is.
Do you think your palm has changed?
Well, if they say it does.
Because I've always had a witch's
hat. You've always had a witch's hat?
Yes. A witch's hat on my palm.
Oh, I thought you meant a witch's hand. Because you said he had a witch's hand earlier.
That's so it's shaped of a witch's hat. You don't have one. You've got a
gazelle. I think I've got a mount of Mars.
Okay.
There's that bit there. Look.
Where's the mount of Mars? So I've got to find... You've got to show the camera, Sunil. I've lost the mount of Mars.
Is it focused in?
Yeah.
I think you've got a... mount of Mars. This is the small piece of flesh that folds when the thumb moves.
That bit. Yeah, what about it?
If it is firm to touch, this means you are physically courageous. Nah, soft.
Yeah, I've got generally soft hands.
If this mount is soft and spongy, this means you lack self-confidence. So why do you think you're so
please?
Self-confident?
Let me see yours, please. No, do it. Close your thumb in. Put the thumb in. Put it in and
I'm
leave it
so
there.
It's so squidgy.
It's so squidgy. Oh my God, it's like a stress ball. It's like a stress reliever.
Squidgy. Elliot, is yours squidgy?
Mine's squishy.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it's just that
is
bit there.
Quite hard.
It's so squidgy.
Yours
sort of,
is squidgy.
Yeah.
Oh, we all lack self-confidence. What are we going to do?
Why would that be hard then?
Why would it be hard? If you had a muscle there, maybe.
If you had muscly hand.
I think this is true.
So the heart line. So this is the line that goes...
Yeah. That's from this bit here, the top bit there.
Yeah, the top one.
What
so
about it?
If the heart line curves at the end and finishes close to the first two fingers, it shows you find it easy to express emotion.
Yeah, mine does, look.
That's not true.
Look, it does, though.
You don't.
It does reach
no
it.
Curves at the end.
Yeah, it curves, look. She's breathing heavily. She's breathing pretty heavily. Let's have a look at yours, please. Bed is non-existent. Oh, no, it does curve in. Yeah, it does curve in there.
That means I feel let down by others. So the headline, that's the next one. This
Where's
line.
That?
So everybody, that's your second line. You need to look at your second line.
Show the
line.
Camera.
Everybody. So the top one was the heart line. And if it curves upwards.
Into your fingers. Yours doesn't. I don't think it does, you know.
Yeah, so that means I'm very
You can't express your emotions.
And the second line is the headline.
Yeah.
This line shows you how you use your brain. It starts on the side of the hand and travels over the palm towards your little finger. A short headline that doesn't reach the full breadth of the palm indicates a one-track mind.
Let's have a look at yours.
All the way,
oh,
baby.
Oh, yeah, all the way. Mine's all the way.
Elliot.
Don't worry about it.
No, Elliot's got a one.
It stops.
Elliot, stop. Show the camera. Yours stops halfway. That means you have a one-track mind, can't stop thinking about sex.
Classic.
And you can be
Classic.
Very self-centered.
Well, well,
Elliot,
well.
Learning quite a few. About you, Elliot, from this. Elliot, you are not coming across well at all.
That's the headline.
Am I nice but horny? Is that what it says?
No.
You're
mean and horny.
They got you, Elliot.
Closed to new ideas. You can be very self-centered. A longer headline shows your dedication to learning. You believe in equality and are strongly opinionated.
Okay, many people have a fork at the end of the headline. I have a fork.
Yeah, I got a fork there.
That means, so that's if you have a fork at the end of your headline, that means... Many people have a fork at the end of the headline.
Is that a fork? Indicutes, is that a fork?
Nah.
Right.
This indicates you are versatile, curious, and inventive. A wide sort of fork suggests you're adaptable and resourceful.
I have a fork on there.
You
I have
a fork
have a on fork. There. There's a fork.
That's not a fork.
What's a fork? Where? Show me
so
where
you
it shows
look,
you.
It's a fork.
That's a fork there.
But do you know what a fork is? Have you ever
well,
used
let's have
a
look
fork?
At yours.
Just because you don't
let's
own
have
a
look
fork.
At your, let me look at your
That's
fork.
That's a fork. It's forking.
Where?
The fork.
Stop moving it around so I can actually see it. No. Yeah, that's a fork. Look. There, forks down there. And then
no,
there's
that's
another
only
line
one
there.
Line. Have you ever had a fork with one line?
Yeah.
That's just a stick. That's a chopstick. That's not a fork. Okay, everybody get ready. This is the nerve-wracking bit.
Right.
The lifeline. Oh, I thought I showed you how long... Yeah, it doesn't reveal how long you will live. But I thought it did.
Right, the lifeline, which bit?
So that is the one that's
comes
that, like,
down
goes
to your wrist.
Down.
It's the one that comes down to your wrist from your thumb.
Yeah.
This line shows how much you enjoy life and how passionate you are. It reveals physical energy. Let me read it. The lifeline doesn't reveal how long you will live for, but it indicates your regard towards life and what you want from it.
I think you have a bad regard to life.
Let me finish, please.
I think...
It can show the degree of vitality and the energy you have in life. It is often seen as the most important line, and it shows the degree of pleasure you get at each stage of your life. But then that's what it says.
Okay, so let's see yours.
Yeah, but what about it?
Let's see it. So you have a wide and sweeping. Yours crosses your whole palm. You're wide and sweeping, and that means you relate well to children.
It doesn't. It stops there.
It
stops there.
It's not wide. That's a different line.
See, I've got two lines instead of one.
You hate children.
You're a child.
And it says you enjoy helping those in need. So you don't.
Thank you.
You hate helping those in need.
Let me read that.
if your headline and lifeline touch. I forgot what one the headline is.
What the fuck is that? What's the one that comes up the middle? Like that. No one else has got one of those.
We've got an extra line. What does that mean?
Have you got an extra line?
Elliot.
Like the one coming up from the wrist.
That's one line. That's another one. And then
I got three. Yeah, I got a special line. What about special lines?
It doesn't say about special
lines. The minor lines.
Can you tell everyone this is one of those ones you should get the video for?
Sorry, yeah, this is one of the ones you should get the video for because we've got very into palm reading and the table is covered with palm reading, guys. Do you have a broken line?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
What does it mean?
This line runs broken from the base line? Of the palm to under the little finger. If broken, this can indicate impatience. You were just impatient when I started telling it and you're trying to grab it. That's an impatient thing to do. Sunil, that's so impatient. No,
don't grab it.
You may have trouble limiting yourself.
This line runs... No, that's a different line. That's a different
line. That's the right line.
Base of the palm to under the
lip. Deep-etched lines. That's what you have. Deep lines.
You've got trouble limiting yourself to one job or relationship.
It's true. Watch out, Bobby.
This line... There's a lot of fucking lines.
Do you feel like you're learning stuff about yourself?
I can't be arsed with this. Because you've not done the work.
There's so many lines.
So many fucking lines. Okay. Knobbly knuckles. I've seen it.
Everyone, look at your hands. Do you have knobby knuckles?
No.
Because knobby fingers with prominent knuckles, not through arthritis. Sorry, if it's through arthritis, that's, you need to see your doctor. That's a different thing. Indicate strong problem-solving abilities.
Thank you.
Strong.
Look at these knobbly old knuckles.
Oh, I thought it was saying you're a problem. You're a logical thinker who takes time to carefully assess situations. Large knuckles suggest patience. You don't like conflict and want stability. You don't express your feelings easily.
I do, according
this
to this.
This is so true.
Where are your knuckles? Let's have a look at your knuckles.
I have...
They're fucking massive.
No, I've got fat... They're not... Did you say they're massive?
Right? Did you say you've got fat what?
I've got fat fingers.
No one said that. You said that.
I thought you were going to say something. That's why I gave you the mic.
Has Harry got fat fingers?
Can you
put your fingers...
He opened his mouth and I thought he was going to say something. He was just amazed.
Put your fingers up to the camera and people will set up a poll on the Patreon to say
if
Harry has fat fingers or not.
No, oh, well, I
who's
said that about myself.
Who's got more sausage-like fingers?
You actually have...
Elliot, get your hand in. Who's got the most sausage-like...
You know, they're very soft. That's a lot of fat around the edge. Elliot, you have very elegant fingers, actually.
Actually, I've actually been a hand model, so...
You could be a trumpeter. Okay, fingertips. Are they square or pointed?
Pointed.
Okay, round or spatulate?
Round.
What does spatulate mean? Like a spatula?
I don't know. I've got quite similar ones to Elliot.
If it's like a spatula and they go out, so then they go out and they go in.
Spatula fingers.
If you've got spatula fingers, then... Okay, rounded fingertips show you enjoy people and react readily to outside energy. You don't like living alone. Sad for you. When you commit yourself in love and relationships, this is for the long term. Spatulate fingertips mean you need to go to a doctor. Your fingers shouldn't flare out at the end.
No, that's not what it says.
It doesn't say that, but we don't really know what spatulate fingers are.
And you like the outdoors. Well, that's not me.
It's not you at all. You never back down, not you. Fingernails. So I have very tiny fingernails. What are your fingernails? You've just got normal fingernails.
We've just got little ones.
Elliot's got little ones as well. Mine are very small. Look at that. That's actually very long for my finger. Fingernails small, so this is me. Act on impulse. Burn the candle at both ends.
It's not you.
Quick-tempered, active, fast-paced mind. That's true. A lot happening.
Medium. Believer of hard work. Not me. large. Oh, that's how long your fingernails are. That's how long you've let them. Mine are long.
No, it's
actual impulse. Push myself too far. Quick tempered. Active.
Where they? I just read that out. If they're embedded. Wait, they said the same thing as the small one.
Yes.
It's almost like these cards don't know anything.
Almond. I think mine are almond, you know.
They're not almond.
Dreamer. Love an underdog. Highly sensitive lover of the arts. Not money-minded, but sympathetic. Ridged. Mine are vertically ridged. Anxious, confused emotions, dreamy. I escape the mundane world. Highly critical and compassionate.
I don't think you've ever been dreamy in your whole life.
I dream a lot.
I don't think you've ever dreamed of anything. I think you've always been very undreamy, just living in the here and now.
That's good though. You should live in the here and now.
Not according to
a lot of people. Let the present pass them by, and then they, you know, you should live in the moment.
Well, you should tell your fingernails that, because that's what they say. Something different. No, they say you're dreamy. You're not.
You just
dreamy.
Said I wasn't.
I'm disagreeing. You're not dreamy. You're not dreamy. Stop saying you're dreamy.
Fine, I'm not dreamy.
You don't even know who you are.
You don't know who you are.
I know exactly who I am.
Who are you?
I am Harriet. And I'm trying my best. Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to be a palm reader.
Right, I think I'll probably have to take over at some point and do an actual proper palm reading.
I would actually really like to go and get my palm read properly.
I might upload pictures of your palms to Fiverr and see if someone does it.
Who's Fiverr? What?
The website, Fiverr.
What does that do?
It's used freelancers.
Yeah, let's get a freelancer. Just people selling services,
yeah.
No, but then they might copy my palm.
And do what with
it? For something.
What, getting into your iPhone?
Yeah, because when you need to get into a building, they copy it. They don't. You put your palm.
It doesn't work like that.
I've seen...
it needs the electromagnetic impulse from your body.
No, but they read the lines.
No, they don't.
Because everyone has a different palm print, like a snowflake. So what have we learnt? You're not dreamy, that's what we learnt.
We've not learnt anything, because you haven't learnt palm reading. You've just read a load of fucking cards out.
I bought a load of cards.
Yeah, you bought
them.
How
much more do you want me to do?
I'll get a proper reading done.
Okay, great. Great. I'm going to
look it up now.
I would like to know how long I'm going to live. Only if it's over 90 years.
Okay. I'll keep quiet about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. So you've really stitched yourself up.
What if you find out?
I don't want the phone to interfere.
You'll be so smug about it.
No, I won't be smug about it.
Yeah, I'll die and you'll be like, I knew it. You wouldn't even warn me, I bet. No, what all you'll do is that day you'll go, I'd have the donut, Harriet.
Please leave me alone.
Trust me. I'd have the donut.
All right, I'm looking up Fiverr palm reading. Freelance services on demand. Don't want to sign up yet. I just want to know if they do palm reading. Palm reading.
We should get tea leaves as well.
Yes, we should get tea leaves. And £5.
Or 15 quid, or 10, or 20, or 10, 15, 5. Loads of people do it.
But the one that's the most expert, and the one that's okay, this one's got longest.
283 reviews.
Are they good reviews?
It's between £35 and £15. $15 to $35.
You can afford it.
Do you want an extended or basic reading? 1,000 words is a basic reading, and they'll do that for $15. It's copy and paste.
Don't want an essay.
It's copy and paste.
It's not copy and paste. They have to find out. They can't lie about it. They're professionals. Once you become a professional palm reader, you can't just make it up.
Of course. All right, do you want the 35 one, which is a palm reading of 3,000 words, along with remedies and a detailed numerology report?
What's it going to remedy? I do want a remedy, actually, because my back hurts a bit.
But your palms won't say that.
Yeah, because it's all connected. When I've been going to this physio, who says I have a hunch, he squeezed a
muscle. Oh, yeah, how's your hump back?
It's still a bit hunched. He put some, I think it might be permanent, he put some acupuncture needles in it.
Some what?
And if he squeezes one bit of my neck, then I get a headache.
I have read The Hand of Children.
This is the problem.
To 95 years old man.
That would be tricky.
Okay, all right, we're gonna do this, guys. It's going to cost us $105, but we'll get nearly 10,000 words of content.
10,000 words.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I think I should probably do astrology. I've still said I'd learn. I don't know how to do it, but I need to. I'll watch a YouTube video.
You can't learn everything through a YouTube video.
You actually can.
All these men that just think whatever you can do, you can just do through a YouTube video.
I don't think it's a male thing.
It is a male thing.
I think it's quite a proactive thing to do.
I hate YouTube videos. I like to read things. I don't like to watch a video about it. It's just me. Call me old-fashioned. It's just me.
We'll have to do transcripts now of the whole podcast every time.
If it was me, I would want to read it. No, I like watching YouTube videos.
You don't want to read a podcast?
I do not want to watch a video showing me how to work a hose. Bobby has been watching hose YouTube videos and they drive me mad. And the people that do them have no personality, I will tell you that much.
I was looking up how to season a new pan and there's a lot of good videos about that.
What does that mean?
I bought pans that aren't non-stick, so you season them with oil so they become non-stick just after that.
Just buy non-stick ones?
No, because it's actually quite bad for the environment.
So how do you season it?
Well, you get carbon steel ones, so you heat it up and then you pour a little of oil in until it smokes, pour it out and then rub it in, and it forms a barrier
every time.
No, you do that initially, and then when you wash it you just do it with hot water and don't scrub it away with detergent.
But then that means that every time, that means there'll be bits of old food stuck in it.
Oh no, you scrape the old food off. But it becomes non-stick, so you scrape the food off.
I don't know about this.
Well, it's something that has happened way before non-stick.
Well, okay. What if you've got a bit of food really stuck in it and you have to scrub it?
You won't have to. You can scrub it if you want.
But then it will come off.
No. The only thing that will make it come off is fairy liquid.
So what, you wash up without fairy wet liquid? Yeah. It's just with water?
Yeah.
So you have loads of old food that's not been washed.
No, you scrub it off.
You said you can't scrub it.
I said you can scrub it, but you can't use detergent on it.
But what if I want to use detergent?
Well, then it'll get rid of the seasoning layer and it'll go back down to the steel. And it'll, yeah.
What does it do to the planet?
What?
The non-stick.
Well, people chuck them out because it flakes off and it's just an old bit of plastic and shit just in a tip somewhere. They last like a couple of years. Whereas these last a lifetime.
That's so you to get a pan that you're going to keep for a lifetime.
Why? It is actually. I'm proud of it.
How many pans do you own?
Well, frying pans.
Just how many pans you got?
I own a large sauté pan, one carbon steel frying pan, a stainless steel sort of pasta boiling pan, and a small saucepan.
You have more pans than I do.
Yeah, but I got no plates, have I?
I think that's the perfect end to this episode. You just listing your pans.
They're called Debuyer. They're very good pans. I recommend them.
It's the most little thing.
Genuinely, no, because if you're going to buy stuff for your kitchen, which I didn't want to buy stuff that I'd eventually just throw out within a couple of years. If you're going to buy something that lasts.
Buy something that lasts.
It's only 30 quid.
Olive oil's not going to last though, because you just use
what?
It
all the time. Say that again?
Run out of olive oil.
What do you mean I'd run out of olive oil?
Because you're going to use it all in the bottom of the pan and then you'd have to get some more.
You just do it once. You just season it once.
Well, not when you've scrubbed it and then it's come off.
It doesn't come off if you scrub it.
But it's the same thing as you not using shampoo. I just think it's very uncleanly.
Oh, they told me to use shampoo again.
You started using shampoo?
What?
Do you use it in a bar or do you use it in a plastic bottle?
Bar. I got soap now.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I use soap
now.
You
have soap shampoo?
No, I use soap.
The shampoos, you just scrub your hair with soap.
I've got this bar of soap that does beard and hair.
So you put soap in your mouth?
Why are you trying to catch me out? I'm just saying I stole a load of little soaps from the hotel I stayed in.
And then you just rub your... That's not beard, that's just
No,
soap.
That's separate. I use that for soap, but I got given for my birthday present some beard
Why
soap.
Do I feel... Why do you feel like you're defensive right now, as if you're caught in a
because
lie?
Because you're trying to catch me out on something. You're just going to pick up on anything and twist it. People pay for this.
Could you post online just an image so people... Can you put on the Patreon an image of your soap?
Well, no, it's disgusting.
Oh, so you don't have one if you can't post it. Case closed. Please, everybody, message Sunil and tell him to post his beard shampoo and conditioner, because I don't believe it exists. I think it's the same shampoo.
It was given to me for my birthday. I don't know where it's from.
You can still post it. Why can't you post it? Yours,
what,
so
an old bar of red soap?
No, I want to know. So it's... Why is it red?
Because that's the colour it is.
Why is it for beards?
It just said it was
Who
a beard
gave it
wash.
To you?
My friend Tan.
Okay, we'll get Tan to let you know the brand.
No,
and
because
post
that's,
it and
that's,
then
that's
show
intrusive,
up that
isn't it? It's like, oh, someone's accused me of something, so can you tell me where you got that fucking soap from?
Someone's
my beard?
Accused me of using soap instead of shampoo soap. Please, will you tell me, Tan?
I'm pretty sure it's off Etsy or something.
Wow, that's rude.
Why?
To your friend.
Why is that rude?
Just saying it's not... It's
that's good. That's where you get, like, people make handmade soap there, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I just got...
Do you use soap?
I don't use soap.
Yeah, you can tell. That's the end of the podcast.
I use shower gel.
Finish.
Goodbye.
See you soon.